Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss oh so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 34, Having Sex in Water. Now, I have definitely had sex in multiple watery locations, and I was thinking about the distinctions and the differences today and what the sexual experience is like, how easy or sexy or kind of difficult to figure out it might be in the different places. So I wanted to talk mostly about the four main sexual venues that I have engaged in sex before. There's many more watery locations for sex, but I have had sex in the tub, obviously. I mean, I think a lot of people have, probably. And the shower. Now, those are very different, and they have different ways to have sex, so that's why I wanted to talk about those as different things. And I've also had sex in the ocean and in a jacuzzi. So, I want to talk about these four sexual watery locations and why you might want to choose them or why you might not based on what you just think you would like. So let me start with kind of the most comical, I suppose, which is sex in the bathtub. Just first of all, just think about it. Imagine yourself and your partner, or if you have no partner at this moment, imagine yourself and a random attractive person having sex in a bathtub. It's not really that sexy, is it? I mean, if you think about those humongous bathtubs that rich people have, that's not me. I guess you don't have to be rich to have them, but to me, you are an affluent person if you have one of those big old bathtubs with like the jets coming out of the side. That to me, that would have been a different story. When I say that I'm talking about having sex in a bathtub, I'm talking about regular old apartment style bathtub. And if you're lucky, you get one of those bathtubs that's like kind of a freestanding bathtub that has the claw feet. So at least you get like more mobility on all sides. But if you're not lucky, like me, I'm just talking about bathtub with two sides, three sides walled in and one side exposed, just the base of the shower. So having sex in a bathtub, first of all, like I said, is really comical. Also, it is really hard. And if I was going to not, you know, if I was going to say I recommend that you do not have sex in this location, I'm going to have to vote on the bathtub out of all four. I mean, yes, out of all four of the sexual, watery sexual locations, I'm going to say skip the bathtub. And the biggest reason is because, well, there's two big reasons. In the bathtub, the water gets cold. And you usually start with some sort of foreplay situation in the bathtub. Like, oh, you're rubbing each other down, or you're washing each other's body, and you're like, oh, this is fun. But then halfway through, you're thinking, oh, crap, the water's getting cold. And there also, oftentimes, it's like soap involved, which is not good to have up in your vajayjay, folks. Not good to have soap in there. There should be nothing in there except stuff that you plan to put in there that's, you know, feminine, taking care of period products, or penises, or babies coming out. You just don't need stuff up your vagina. And soap is going to really irritate you, and depending on how sensitive you are to soap, it might, like, you know, cause you to be itchy or have burning or even get, like, a couple days long lasting, you know, effect that's very negative. So, now, if you're going to do it in the bathtub, skip the soap. Don't soap each other up in the bathtub. Bubble bath, I feel like, could be different. I've never done it in bubble bath, but because usually bubble bath, you know, rises to the surface. So it's unlikely you're going to get a whole bunch of soap all up in your chooch. But one of the big reasons is, actually, there's three big reasons. Now, I just keep thinking of the reasons why having sex in the bathtub is not the best. One of them is getting soap up your chooch. Another one is, like I said, the cold water. Like, it starts warm, but once you've got two people in a bathtub, there's really not that much more room for you to fill up water, like hot water to warm it up. So it becomes this battle of like, all right, the water's really full, but it's kind of cold. So do we add more? Do we like drain some and add some more? And then it's not really so hot anymore, sexually or temperature wise. So that's something that isn't all that fun. But then another big thing about having sex in the bathtub is you slosh the water everywhere, which totally sucks. Especially someone like me who's kind of OCD about making sure, you know, things go where they're supposed to go and things get cleaned up properly. And I also had sex in a bathtub in an apartment that I was renting. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to like, you know, the floor is going to like rot through and it's going to be water damage and I'm going to have to pay for it. And what if the tub like literally falls through the floor and we like fall down to the next level? That would be really scary and horrifying and super, super painful. So three huge reasons right there why having sex in the bathtub is not the best. Not to mention if it's a normal sized tub, it's really hard to get your body in any position that's comfortable and your knees are usually hurting because they're pushed up against the base of the tub, which is different than the shower because you can, you know, stand up and move around and stuff. So I've never had an orgasm or even come close to actually like being really turned on in a bathtub because you have all these other things to think about. Water temperature and soap all over you and like, ooh, is soap getting in my crotch? And like, oh, I'm sloshing water everywhere and ow, my knees hurt and oh, I just elbowed the wall. So it's really not the most fun situation. Now, the second venue that can be the same place, but it's in the shower. So maybe you're in, you know, you're standing in the tub. Maybe your house is set up so that there's a tub at the base of a shower. But still, you have so much more mobility in a shower, and you're not bogged down by worrying about the temperature and upping the temperature and making sure you're not too hot or whatever, the water's too cold, because you just easily control the dial in the shower. And you can step away from the water, which is also really good. So, if you and your partner are getting all lubed up just naturally, and the water is kind of washing away your natural crotch juices, you can step out of the water for a little while. Or you can angle the shower head off to the side, you know, so it's bouncing off the wall and it's not bouncing off of you. So it's just so much easier to do it in the shower, except for the fact that the positions you end up having, you know, doing in the shower are kind of difficult also. Like, unless you're gonna, I feel like it's not really a great place for women having orgasms, in my opinion. Now, if you're using the shower head, if you have one of those detachable shower heads, and you're using that for part of the foreplay, or for actually you as a woman having an orgasm, which can totally work, then that's kind of a different thing. But generally, I feel like the positions that work better in the shower are the ones that are more, you know, male pleasure-oriented, at least in my experience. But that's just the kind of, you know, the way I get turned on has more to do with, less to do with my, you know, external clitoris and more to do with kind of my insides of my body and stuff. So I would say, you know, like bending over a little bit or kind of you guys squatting in the shower or different things like that. And depending on the size of your partner, you know, if you're, you know, a lot shorter than he is or that kind of thing, it's going to be really hard to, you know, face each other and stand up having sex in the shower. And plus because of the angle, you know, it's just not really the easiest angle. It'd probably be easier if you were like on a stool or something. Actually, I should try that sometime. Put like a non-slip shower stool in the shower and then try to have sex like that. If I was on the stool, Jason was shorter than me in that case. That might work. So that seems like a good possibility. But shower is definitely not as difficult to manage as having sex in the tub. But it's still, to me, not that relaxing, not that fun. I find that I have to think way too much about where my body is and positions and if the water spraying me in, like, you know, my crotch and making my lube go away, and if the water spraying me in the face, which isn't fun either. So I would recommend a shower much more than I would a tub, but it's still not really the ideal. And all those scenes you see in movies like, oh, sexy shower time, I feel like that really only works in like a humongous shower where you can, you know, it's kind of just like a playroom where you can have sex and you also happen to be wet. But in a regular size shower like I have and like many people in the world have, it's really hard to maneuver sex and make it really satisfying for both partners. Now I would like to move on to talking about having sex in the jacuzzi, which is much better than the shower, especially the tub. So having sex in the jacuzzi, the really great thing about that is there's all these like awesome bubbles that already make you feel relaxed. It's like getting a massage while having sex. Now, one of the downsides though is because the jacuzzi's hot, right? So I have a tendency to get overheated, as I've mentioned, in previous episodes, especially the one about dealing with distractions. This, you know, temperature can be a distraction to being too hot or too cold during sex. But sometimes you can get too hot in the jacuzzi. But especially if it's like on a colder day so that the air is colder, there's a lot more contrast between temperature, and that, which is a lot more appealing to your sensory organ, your skin, and it's just more hot to me. Now, having sex in a jacuzzi is also great too, because you have all this space. So you have way more space than the average size bathtub, because jacuzzi is not meant for two people. Usually it's a couple people, like four people. It can fit, you know. So you can almost stretch out. You can move all these other different positions, and there's seats for you in the jacuzzi, unlike your bathtub, probably. Some people have seats in their showers in their bathtub, but I do not, and so I cannot speak from personal experience about that. But I do know the jacuzzis, they have seats, and they have different areas where there's more jet flow, you know, jets coming out, or less jets, or you can, like, change the, you know, how much bubble and stuff is going on, which is really nice, because you can, like, put the sensitive parts of your body up against the jet or the bubbles, or you can avoid it depending. So it's a really cool, like, sexual regulator. It's almost like a humongous vibrator made out of water. Sort of, because there's so many options for you, or for what to do with your body. And the added bonus to having sex in a jacuzzi is, at least in my experience, jacuzzi is like a special thing. It's like a vacation thing. Like, I don't have a jacuzzi at my house. We're wanting to build one sometime soon. But it makes it like a special kind of special adventure, which really adds to the intrigue, which adds sometimes to how sexually charged the situation is. And it makes it extra special. But also because the times I've had sex in a jacuzzi, it's not at my own house. So it's a little bit more of like a sense of danger, because I'm not in like my one safe space that I know is super safe. You're in a new place. So it makes the situation really fresh, really interesting, really new, while you're inside of this humongous bubbling sort of vibrator with really easy relaxation going on in there. You're relaxed by the water bubbling. You have seats to sit on. You can change positions a whole bunch. And you could have sex, but you're not really very exposed either, because you could be underwater, or you could still be wearing your bathing suit in the jacuzzi. I don't recommend having sex in a jacuzzi with other people in there with you. That seems really sketchy, unless that's your plan and they know it. But it's really nice because you can wear your outfit and have sex in the jacuzzi and then be done. And then you can continue to be relaxed afterwards. You don't have to get up and go to the bathroom and clean up, because the jacuzzi is kind of washing you off, just like the tub, just like the shower. So that's the really great thing about having sex in the water, besides that it's just a change of venue, is that regardless of how, you know, frustrating it could be in the moment, you know, in the tub you're sloshing water and stuff around, still, you're not going to have to do the classic go clean up afterwards kind of thing, because you're already getting washed off to some degree. I mean, you can go shower, but I wouldn't. I would just use that as my kind of hosing off kind of situation and then be done with it. So your relaxed mood doesn't have to end after the sexual situation, because you don't have to clean up. You don't have to get up and go do anything. Now, the last watery venue for sex that I want to talk about is having sex in the ocean. And I could also, you know, say having sex in a lake or in a creek or whatever, but I've never actually had sex in those places. But I have had sex in the ocean, and it was a really fantastic experience. It was a few years ago, Jason and I were vacationing in Florida, and we went to the beach for the day. And, you know, Florida beaches are just really fantastic. They're beautiful sand and really usually very sunny and nice out. And this particular day, there were not very many people around. I mean, there were people, but they were pretty far away. And we went out in the water, and we were swimming around, and we started kissing, and we were like, oh man, could we do this? And we looked around, there was like nobody near us at all. And we thought, yeah, I think we could totally do this. So I was able to keep my bikini top on and take off my bikini bottom. And I think Jason actually, no, either one of us had the bikini bottom kind of wrapped around our hands, or maybe even like tied around our foot or something, so that people wouldn't see that my bottom wasn't on, and then they'd think, oh, I know what they're doing. And people from afar, maybe they could guess. But it's the beach. People kind of go, eh, whatever, at the beach. There were no kids nearby. There was nothing sketchy like that. And the really fantastic thing about doing it in the ocean was, it was just, I felt like, I felt just the whole expanse of the ocean around me with my naked ass in the water. And I felt really supported by the waves. It was really nice. But it was also fun because you had to fight the waves to actually, like, stay in the position that you wanted to be in. So it was a really active, active sexual experience where we were really aware of if somebody was watching, except they weren't, you know, looking around, checking. Really aware of if my bikini bottom had been lost. Really aware of trying not to look like we were having sex, like try not to make noise or too many faces or things like that. But also really excited by being just out in the fantastic world that is nature, being able to experience each other in that way for the first time. I also personally felt that the salt water around me, and I'm sure some of it entering into my actual body, was a lot less of an alien substance that my body didn't really enjoy, than the, you know, like tap water or chlorinated water that you would encounter if you're having sex in a jacuzzi or in a shower in a tub. It felt so much fresher. It felt so much cleaner to me afterwards. I felt completely cleaned off. And then you totally would be cleaned off in the ocean afterwards because it's the saltwater ocean, and that would be the cleanest thing, way to go. But I found it actually pretty easy to have an orgasm when we were having sex in the ocean. We were just face to face, hugging each other really close. I found that to be pretty easy, partially because of how exciting and invigorating the experience was, and so my body was already kind of on heightened alert. For all the senses that I was smelling and seeing and hearing and feeling being out in the ocean. But it was way easier than having an orgasm in the tub or the shower. Probably comparably easy to having an orgasm in the jacuzzi, but it was just really wonderful to be out in the world, have the sun on your face. And I don't have that much experience having sex outside, even though I totally should do it more often, and that's something that I'll need to do an episode on in the future, is like why it's so different to have sex outside versus inside, even if they're both private spaces. But having sex in the ocean was just really fantastic, and I felt connected to the rest of the world in a way that you don't when you're having sex in your living room. I felt connected to Jason, but also connected to the rest of the world in a way that it's really hard to explain. And I felt safe and I didn't feel worried. It was just a really fantastic experience, and I would totally recommend that. As long as you're in a space where you feel comfortable and there's not too many random people nearby, you know, things like that. So that's kind of the overview of the four main watery venues where I've had sex. Just give you a little bit of pros and cons about each place. And, you know, get you thinking about new spots for you and your loved one to have some sex, to get frisky with it, to make your day fresh and new in different ways that you might not have thought about before, you might not have thought would be as simple or as easy as it really is. I want to remind you about the contest that's going on for A Woman Podcast. Started yesterday, continuing today. The first drawing is going to be for a $15 gift card to Adam and Eve. And that is going to be on Christmas Day. So you have to like us on Facebook by midnight on Christmas Eve, and you also have to tell someone about A Woman Podcast. And this is on your honor, so I'm going to believe that you've done this. So if you like us on Facebook, I'm going to trust that you have also told someone about A Woman Podcast, shared a link, something like that. And so that's the two steps. Then the other drawing is going to be on New Year's Day, so you have to have liked us on Facebook by New Year's Eve. Now, if you don't win the first time when I do the first drawing on Christmas Eve, you're still in the drawing, whether or not you liked us on Facebook before Christmas or before New Year's. Either way, you're still in the drawing for the New Year's Eve drawing, or the New Year's Day drawing, I guess. And it's the same prize. It's a $15 Adam and Eve gift card. And you have to do the same thing for that. Just like us on Facebook and let someone know about A Woman Podcast. It's so easy to enter, and you can win potentially some credit for a new sexual awesome year, starting Christmas and New Year's off right, getting a vibrator or a sex toy or some lingerie or some, you know, candies that look like boobs. You know, whatever floats your boat. So I want to remind you to do that. And then beyond that, like us on Facebook just for fun any other time of the year. Anytime after New Year's Day, or, you know, but if you do it before, you'll be entered in the contest. Please tell someone about A Woman Podcast. And I also want to remind you to subscribe on iTunes and rate the episodes. On iTunes, you know, do the star rating, give us some rankings, 1 to 5, so that iTunes is aware of the A Woman Podcast as a real podcast. And email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, if you have questions, comments, ideas for a show. Check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. There's a lot of ways for you to get in touch. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on Facebook. And I hope you win the contest. So join now. If you join before Christmas Eve, remember you have two chances to win. So thanks again for listening. I love talking to you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget, like us on Facebook. All right, bye.